Over the past 2 years, WBUR reporter Simone Rios has been converting an old horse barn into a new home for his mother. The project coincided with a pandemic that left many people struggling with a psychological toll of confinement and isolation. In this essay about a hobby and a home, Simone explores the way he managed to cope during this trying time.
It was a crazy proposal. My mother and I would go in on a property consisting of a house and a massive old horse barn just steps away. I would live in the house, and Mom and her partner would live in a newly renovated barn, designed to their liking. It would bring Mom closer to me and my daughter, and it would allow her to downsize as she enters her seventh decade. Our contractor gave us an estimate for this conversion of a horse barn into a modern home, and we went through it with a Sharpie and crossed out every job I thought we could tackle. Mom told me she got increasingly nervous with every task I took on.
As we got into the project and we were watching the budget, there were more and more things that you signed up to do yourself.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh my goodness, the stairs, the floors, the railings, you know, the vanities, the medicine cabinets. I was didn't have the confidence in your ability, you know.
And Mom's misgivings were on point. But when the pandemic hit and I no longer had to commute in to work, I could use all my free time to work on the barn and to learn to do all these things I'd never done before. I sent Mom periodic updates with my phone.
We did the siding here. Those new windows replaced all the old barn windows, and we had to pull back the siding as we put the new ones in. That was a lot of work we weren't really expecting, but it's done.
One of the biggest jobs was the nearly 2,000 square feet of flooring. I wondered about reusing the old barn floor planks. That would erase several thousand dollars in labor and materials from our budget. The planks came from some local old-growth softwood with mesmerizing grain patterns full of black nail holes and history. People pay big money for this kind of timber, and we were sitting on a small mountain of it. To refurbish the boards, I needed a chop saw, a thickness planer, and a table saw powerful enough to cut a few thousand feet of wood. I pulled the nails from each board, cut them to size, and ripped the edges straight and parallel. Finally, I ran the boards through the planer to remove 100 years of crud and reveal the kind of deep orange patina that only comes with time. It took me months to pick away at that pile of dirty, splintered flooring and turn it into something fit for our barn renovation. Looking back, that reclaimed flooring is what started my journey into woodworking. Once I salvaged the floorboards, I decided to build the two medicine cabinets that we would have otherwise bought at a big box store. Then I designed and built the bathroom vanities, the towel rings, even the toilet paper holders. And I took on finished carpentry jobs, like the oak staircase and the baseboard molding throughout the barn. If not for the renovation of this barn, I would have had a lot of time on my hands during this pandemic. The shop became a place to clear my head, to focus on making tangible things that will be used for years to come. Carpentry has taken the place of traveling, and woodworking has filled the void left by social distancing. Somehow we finished the barn renovation, and Mom's almost done unpacking in her new home. Walk inside, and you see the reclaimed barn flooring beaming at you, perfect in its gaps and knots and epoxy-filled imperfections. At least it's perfect to me. Look up, and there are cathedral ceilings almost 30 feet high, with a balustrade wrapping up the stairs made of more reclaimed barn wood and black iron rods. This 2-year project is coming to an end, but it feels like the beginning of a journey into working with wood. I'm dipping into the stock of barn lumber stored in the basement to make a corner desk for my mom, and I'm starting to design a kitchen island. In the springtime, I'll move on to building a deck off the side of the barn, and something tells me more projects will arise in the years to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.